This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Good morning. I love the name. Willa Ford, you know, that was, I'm sure you hear that all the time.
It's the baby from Willa.
Yeah. So we kind of, you're not very talkative. What's up? Did I offend you by calling you Willa? You're like, I don't know who Willa Ford is, dude. Just roll on. What you talking about, Willa? All right.
You had to be of a certain time, for sure.
Yeah, hey, for sure. So we kind of toyed around with this. You called yesterday during... during news, and we got you on today. The tease I love is that you started dating a guy, and one would be weird, but a closet full is a red flag. I love that. I love that. And Paige here doesn't know what it is yet, so this is going to be very telling. How long have you been? This is your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
How long y'all been together?
About 2 months now.
Oh, this is new.
This is new.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you hear that? Yes.
This is
yeah.
She's fun.
Yes, he's good.
Yeah.
Is
well, see, you know, it's good. It's lasted 2 months. I mean, honestly, that's a milestone these days.
It's, you know, it's new, and we're going strong. I mean, at least, like, emotionally, I feel like we're connected, and, you know, it's been... pretty great.
Yeah.
But physically, it's, something's been on my mind. And,
Before we go any further, Paige, a guess. You get us with news all the time, like getting us to make guesses.
He's got a closet full of something?
Yes. One would be weird, but a closet full is a big red flag, she says.
I can't even imagine.
You're on a game show. You have 5 seconds. So you lose.
I would say if he had a closet full of sex devices, would be strange.
Sex devices? My God.
Yeah,
Paige.
He'd be like,
we can't go take her anywhere.
He would be high maintenance if you needed a toy for every.
Let's not answer it yet. So you say it's you've connected spiritually. You know, you're on the same wavelength kind of thing, but not physically. So is it an attraction thing or what? Go ahead with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's been on my mind, like that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect. Yeah. But, you know, just after a couple months of not being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine. And
going. And,
that's the secret, guys. Don't dispute wine. Like it's a gateway thing.
Get the wine with the foot on it. That always
totally
works.
Yeah. It just brings it out. Yeah. And you know, at first when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about, but. That just, it seemed off to me, and I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
It didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower. Just, you know, to see if there was anything that I was missing.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, the answer was pretty vanilla to me, and I was just looking for signs of maybe another woman that he's hiding. Like, were there any notes around? Were there any, like, remnants of another woman? You know, you break up with someone, there's things.
Condom wrappers. You're like, hey, man.
Rubber wrappers.
Me. Or condoms in general, you know?
Right.
Yep.
So I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but... I did find something else.
Found the closet.
It was in the closet. So
see if Paige was right.
It was sex toys. Honestly.
You got it, Paige.
You got it.
That was we gotta give her a big round of applause. It's not often Paige wins any games or any type of competitions on this show. And she got that one. So
and it was a lot of them. Like not just a few. Like a lot. And yeah. It was nothing weird, but...
Well, okay, it's nothing weird. And obviously, we have to watch our... is it P's and Q's? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to cross your eyes.
All the other letters are fine.
But a closet full.
Well, what... like, when it comes to a man, there's only... And educate me. Like, there's only, like, a handful of different options versus, I feel like, for women, there's, like... At least I notice when I go to Adam and Eve, there's a little bit of stuff for dudes, but more of it's for women. So like,
yeah, like it would be very hard to use on a dude,
right? Or why would a let's be honest, why would a straight man have a need for something like that? You know, something that resembles that of a saddle.
Oh yeah.
God, you think about that. You might have a lot of different, like a variety of.
So what are we talking here? Like, are we talking, you know, all like, you know,
oh, no.
Things that, you know, he himself would place himself in, or
it was things for women, but like also reading material, like not porn mags, but
graphic
like
novels.
Books.
Oh God!
Oh, not mags.
No, not the magazines. Like sex books, if that makes any sense.
How
like,
to?
Like positions, like Kama Sutra stuff, or is this like just,
Well, Kama Sutra, and then like also just like about like pleasing women, like how, just, you know, any kind of reading
someone's
material.
Bought my books.
So when he tells you that he didn't really think about it or wasn't thinking about it, what did you think when he said that? Like something's wrong.
I'm thinking, how are you not thinking about it? This seems to be a closet full of things that you're thinking about, or that you've at least thought about in the past or recent past. Elsewise, why would you have a whole collection of?
But like, were you mad when you found all that stuff?
That's a good question.
I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this? Because I mean, on all the other levels we were connecting and things we were talking about, I'm just surprised that like the sexual talk at least didn't come up for me to find out that he was as sexually curious or interested in learning about this stuff. I mean, unless he's saving it for a big surprise,
that's creepy.
I knew about the toys and stuff. I did not know that it went to that inundation of like the reading material and all the like. Was there a lot of baby oil and stuff like that?
No okay. Baby oil. Okay. There was one little small tube or canister of that jelly. The hot more. Yeah.
She imagined she thought she found a Hershey Kiss, but it was the top of a toy.
Gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, Lord.
And he's not a sex therapist, so.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you were dating and that's what he does part time?
So I'm not expecting you to spill your guts on the radio completely, but like when you say, like, you guys like kissing and I mean, this sounds so like middle school talk, but like, where has it went? In other words, you've not had fully had sex, but has there been clothes removed? Has there been something as simple as a caressing of the breasts?
Yeah, like middle school stuff, you know, but nothing moving to.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like know. Like, is he, what's his background? Like, do you know any of, heard about any of his exes? Was he married, divorced? Like, is he one of those wild, hey, I thought I was gay and I'm not, and I'm just learning about women now? Or, see, I mean, I'm serious.
I'm not sure now. I mean, he was dating someone like 4 months before we started dating, which ended.
Is it a woman?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Good question. Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does he have a sex room? Because that would creep. I would be
sex
like,
closet.
I'd be gone.
If he had just a sex closet.
You think that he might like? And this is like a probably a deep psychological question. But you think like he facilitates himself so much that like that's not the attraction for him anymore? Like a lot of stockbrokers and people who do a lot of hardcore business stuff, Fat Boy will tell you this, that they tell their male employees, get sex off your brain while you're at work.
Got to focus.
You have to focus. In other words, if you need to go to the bathroom and facilitate yourself, do it, because it'll keep your mind on business and not women.
And see, me being a weirdo,
we're like animals,
and the fact that you haven't had any intimacy, I'm thinking maybe he's got low T and he can't get an erection, and that's why he uses those things to please
no,
you.
That did cross my mind.
Dude, like
like
having to use
maybe
a pump?
Also that he's got like a secret porn addiction or something, or maybe he's got a freaky side that he is hiding
for
because...
Sure.
So you didn't bring it up. You didn't bring it up to him after you found all this stuff, or would you do? Just go home, or?
Well, so I didn't say anything that night because I just wanted to process what I found, honestly, and I didn't want to have that conversation just because I was thinking, all right, well, if tonight could be the night, then I would ruin it, you know, because if I brought all that up, he would just be like completely caught off guard. And, you know, I was going through his things. Like, why are you in my closet? You know, looking.
I think in the future, if I have a woman over and I take a shower, I'm going to have her go sit in her car while I shower.
We're going to go through all your stuff.
Yeah, look, you sound like you're open-minded. You sound, you know, fun and all that, but you can't avoid red flags either. And that's a red flag that, but you can't also say, hey, I saw this, right? You can't say I went through. So I think you just got to be straight up, say, look, I'm feeling it. I'm at that, you know, it's not on the man to necessarily make the first move. So if I can be blunt, like maybe next time you're all over, you know, you have dinner or whatever, just reach down, grab your handful.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. Be the aggressor. Be the aggressor.
What if he wants to reverse roles? Are you down with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? He wants you to be the man.
Yes. You be the man.
No.
I'm not into, like, you know, the dominatrix, like, or, you know.
You don't want to wear something.
Also, I want him to be the man, and, like, I like being pursued. So it does take a little bit for me to, like, jump on him, but I think that's a good idea.
I
initiate it.
Mm-hmm. But the spontaneity of the new attraction is so hot and sexy when you start dating, you know.
What do you look like? Who do you look like? Anyone famous that you resemble? So you can paint that picture for the weirdos that are texting in asking.
Is there someone? I'd say like maybe close to Blake Lively.
God!
A bit, but not fully.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And he hasn't wanted to have sex with you?
God.
There's a problem.
God.
Yeah,
I love her.
I mean, I try to not take it personally. I'm thinking like, okay, he's just being, you know, respectful, and maybe if he has a freaky deaky side, maybe he's just like too scared to bring it out, and because once it comes out, maybe it's all out, or who knows? Maybe his last relationship was, maybe that was her idea for him to really explore things more. Maybe she thought he wasn't that good, and but who knows? I don't know, you know?
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, where do you want to go first, Flobot?
You want to go to Luke?
Luke? Well, yeah, he's been waiting a long time. Hey, Luke.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How much, sir? What do you think about... First off, you think the girl really looks like Blake Lively? And she said she did. She sounded pretty. I mean, if that makes any sense. But
yeah.
Blake Lively, that's pretty strong right there.
Yeah, I'll say. I mean, I'm a little.
Yeah, for sure. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, all right, so what were you going to say about this?
I feel like I got to say something here because I think you're making a whole lot of something out of nothing, you know? You've been dating this guy for 2 months. He treats you real well, and you have this, you know, a great emotional connection. But now all of a sudden you're worried just because he hasn't jumped your bones yet. I mean, and then you snoop through his stuff, which, I mean, that's gross while he's in the shower.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. That's a page out of the Crazy Girlfriend book.
That part, you know, I would not really do that. I would not go through her closet while she's in the shower. A, because I'm telling myself there's probably cameras. I'd say that anywhere, right? I'm ever at. Like,
yes.
The other day, I was at the grocery store. I was like, I feel the need to pull my underwear out of my crack right now. But if I do it right here, 14 camera views and probably some old lady is going to see it happen. So, you know, I kind of did that little jiggle with your hips and got it out that way. But I always think there's cameras here. So I'm either going to be embarrassed or caught.
And you always have to assume cameras everywhere. Even
Well, the Lord's
bedrooms.
Always watching.
Yeah.
You ought to look at it that way, too.
Absolutely.
I think, Luke, though, don't you think the weird thing, though, is about the toys, though, is about so much?
No, I totally agree. I mean, my question is, like, first of all, why are the toys a bad thing? I mean, would she rather him, like, running around handling his business with other women, you know?
Right.
Instead, you know, he's got, like, his own system in place, you know, like a self-sufficient setup, if you will.
Yeah.
Wait for the reveal party.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like some guys collect baseball cards and, you know, other guys collect power tools.
He's got the latest.
Yeah, right?
You know,
well, if my mama collected pillows, for instance. Her bed.
Yeah. I didn't think the guy would have, like, you know, same-sex toys. If that makes sense.
That is kind of odd.
Same, meaning what?
Like, I thought he would have, you know, the opposite sex toys. Like,
to please himself, not
a
woman.
Yeah, like, you know, like different parts. Like, not...
See, that's where... Okay, here's two things. Luke, see,
Benoit balls
see
or anything.
If you agree with me on this. I feel one of two things. A, he's already in a... maybe he's already, like, got a bunch of friends with benefits where it's, like, on the, as Willow said it, the freaky deaky level where they're just doing, you know, wild stuff, and maybe he thinks, you know, she's maybe too innocent for all that stuff. Or several people sent in this text, which I didn't even think about. Maybe dude has an STD.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Ew.
I mean, you start thinking and all these different... You start going down all these different holes. Not like that, but just, you know, rabbit holes. Wow. I'm over with him. This is great.
Boy, she said he had books, but not magazines. Like, what was that about?
No, I was going to ask that, too. Like, why is the books a big deal? I mean, that's not a red flag. I think that's a green flag, you know? Like, you found a man who actually does his research? You know how rare that is, man?
Yeah.
Like,
you
know, most guys think they can just wing it with the same three moves that they learned from some bad movie back in high school.
Yeah.
But, you know, this dude's out there hitting the books. He's studying. You know, he's putting in the effort to be the,
like,
master craftsman.
He's training. He's in training. He wants to be an Olympic sex gold medalist.
Oh.
Yeah, he's dedicated.
Or a deviant, either way.
And here's a good text, too. Like, how long are you in a relationship before one of you doesn't say anything about sex? Do you just wait for them or not pursue it any further? I think that as a man, we need to come to some understanding of what sexual harassment is, because there's so no one wants to get allegations or what. Maybe, you know, you were just out on a date and you made a first move that she thought was too aggressive. That ain't the kind of reputation you want to get.
Do you date women that you don't want to have sex with?
No,
absolutely not.
Okay, then.
But they don't know that.
Oh, really?
No, absolutely. I mean, but there could be a ton of reasons why he hasn't made the first move yet. You know what I mean? Maybe he's had a bad experience in the past. Maybe he just really respects you. Maybe he doesn't want to rush. I mean, just hear me out. He wanted to see if you actually like him.
You must be. Are you going underground right now? Your connection is really losing. But
no, Luke. I'm starting to think Luke is the boyfriend, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh,
the way he's defending the guy.
Yeah, right.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. I'm Paige, and we begin with
this. Can you believe tomorrow's going to be Friday? Like, oh, boy.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
I love it. I love a Thursday.
It's just now 2018, too. How wild is that?
No, it's not. You're living 5 years in the past.
Where have you been?
Or seven, even.
Well, we've got a crazy story to begin this. Three children tried to murder their mother.
Oh, God.
And you wouldn't believe why. So these are three teenage girls in Houston. They're facing charges after they tried to kill their mom.
Damn.
For turning off the Wi-Fi. Oh,
jeez Louise, boy.
So this happened on Sunday, and they're all sisters, age 14, 15, and 16. And authorities say they coordinated a plan, grabbed kitchen knives, and chased her through the house trying to stab her. But luckily, the woman ran out of the house, and she got away. And one of them...
I wonder if it was really that. Like, I don't doubt it, but like, three kids are chasing you with butcher knives through the house?
Probably only got the one butcher knife, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, like, what family has three butcher knives?
You know, that's a trick that when the parent learns how to do it, they feel great, like, ooh, I learned something new, how to turn off the Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh.
Most parents are technically advanced.
Right.
And your cable man's got to show you how to do it.
Just unplug the modem.
Pretty much. Or use your app.
Well, the story gets a little bit more complicated.
Oh, boy.
Because one of them hit her in the ankle with a brick.
Oh,
and her 70-year-old grandma got knocked over while trying to protect the mom. Luckily, neither of them were seriously hurt. And all three daughters are facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So I'm sure this will turn into some kind of documentary. At least I hope so.
Hit with a brick. I saw
Hollywood
somebody.
Just uses crime to outsource their ideas
of
now.
Of course they do. Have you ever heard of that thing based on a true story?
Yeah, but that usually means like, all right, like a tenth of this happened and we just went nuts on it, but good gracious.
Have you ever seen anybody get hit with a brick?
No.
It is brutal.
I don't.
Where have you been, fat boy?
Growing up in a trailer park.
Well,
like, you saw it in person.
So two girls were fighting. One hit a brick, the other one with a brick in the head. Blood was spurting out. She just dropped. God.
Did she throw it from a distance or like catch her like with it in her hand and just hit her?
Yeah, she was like running up behind her. And then when she got beside her, she just launched it at her head.
Ah, crap.
What the hell?
And you saw blood and she just dropped.
Man.
Did she survive?
Yeah, she survived.
Oh, my God.
But
just go put him in a rear naked choke or something. You ain't got to.
Why you got to be fighting like that?
She's lucky that's all she did. Like, after that first hit, she stopped.
What did she do that caused that? You remember?
They're on the bus fighting about something. That's how bus fights started.
Probably over some boy.
The bus driver wouldn't let you fight on the bus, but when she stopped.
That's a pretty good rule, actually.
She'd actually give one of you the head start. I guess the one she felt was, you know, kind of going to get at their ass whooped.
No way.
Yeah, she let them off first and say, you better run, take off.
I'd waited there in the house for opening the door again.
It was up a hill you had to run, too, to get to the trailers.
See, that's why I just got into dance and got out of the crazy after I went to this new school and they didn't like me. Automatically, they didn't
like me. That sounds like a movie. I think that was Breaking, too.
No, it was because that boy who was talking to me.
Turbo or Ozone?
I never got in the car, and he offered me a ride, and I had to walk home all those miles.
Paige. Barefoot?
No.
Is it snowing?
No. But he says, I know that you live, we were just talking, he says, I know you live by me because I've seen you walking, and I feel bad for you. Would you like a ride home? And I said, I'm almost home, but thank you.
And then he hit you over the head with a brick and knocked you out.
No, and then the next day, she went all nuts on me and started fighting me, knocked me down, and all these people grabbed, were around and screaming, rip her clothes off, and she was,
what the hell? God.
It was me back in time.
If it was the 90s, they would have been screaming, kiss another girl.
She was hitting me. And I was like, what is wrong with you?
God, I wish I could find my bus driver, man. She was great. Her name was Karen. She loved Alan Jackson. She had Alan Jackson pictures all over the bus.
What, like on the ceiling? And
like up top where she sits, there are Alan Jackson pictures.
No way.
She loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. You should, when you find her, send her a copy of Tongue
She's
Punch
hero,
My Fart
though.
Box.
I hope she's still with us.
Send her that old classic.
Send her my way, Miss Karen.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I couldn't imagine.
I couldn't imagine being a bus driver the way kids are now.
No.
Like, that's very obvious. Like, it sounds like such an old person thing to say, the kids these days, but holy crap.
What kind of authority do you have,
I mean,
if any?
Right? Like, if they come at you and say, let me off this bus right now in the middle of wherever, or I'm going to beat the hell out of you. I'm like,
yeah.
Bye.
Get off.
Doing that sound.
See you later. Don't let the door hit you on the butt when you leave.
Get the hell off.
It's going to take 5 minutes for me to get this door open, but by God, you better get off this bus.
Yeah, but I'll give you four. Leave.
Bus drills sucked.
We got the buses with the white tops, the real long buses. So everybody, like all the bad kids, sat in the back and you could cuss at each other and smack people.
See, you wasn't fat when you were in school.
No.
But as a rotund person, jumping off the back of the bus during them fire drill things, dude, I prayed.
Oh,
I took a deep sigh. I prayed real quick. And when I jumped off, like, there was no one there, like, with their arms to catch me because they were, like, moving out of the way. And I'm like, I feel like these ankles are going to break the minute I hit the concrete. Or that I was praying that my legs would contain me and I wouldn't go down to my knees in front of everyone.
Oh,
and
blow them out.
And catch Tamika behind me on my shoulders.
Tamika.
Nobody flipped. The kids on the bus don't flip anybody off anymore, too. I passed the bus and they didn't do it.
Oh, really?
That was our thing back in the day.
Oh.
We were doling out the birds.
I don't look at butts as when I pull up beside them because I don't want to, like, become, like, you know, they all got cell phones. So
oh,
I don't,
yeah, they do.
I don't want to be like a TikTok trend of the day. Like, hey, you got to, you know how they're doing the scavenger hunts? You got to, so what if it's,
oh, yeah.
Find a fat guy with a big beard sitting in a car.
Eating a burrito.
How about when you passed out in the school line and fell asleep? Or weren't they videoed that then?
Luckily, they were not as available then.
The kids
that was like 2008. Yeah, I fell asleep in the school line.
Bless
and
you.
I woke up to horror of a principal and like 15 kids looking into my window with their hands covering.
Are you
covering
okay, sir?
Like, is he dead? Are you okay, sir? Hello, sir? Are you okay? I'm like,
God.
Yeah, where's my daughter at?
We thought we had a dead guy in the bathroom here.
It's just the way
he worked here. I remember that.
Yeah, but he was sleeping in an odd way on the toilet.
Yeah.
Like wedged against the wall. And we immediately looked over.
Do you think he like purposely slept there or do you think he just fell asleep?
We certainly won't say it was. I heard that he and his girl had an argument that night and he just came on to work so he'd make sure he was at work. And he went in there to not be seen as sleeping at work, essentially, or maybe thought to have been living here.
What?
So, but yeah, the way he had his head cocked was so he would not slide off the toilet should he fully...
And drown.
Why do we
well,
run,
though? I don't know. He would have went face first. He would have went in the corner.
We ran, literally screaming, this guy's dead.
Well, I mean, he was kind of a timid kind of person. And,
oh, my goodness.
Seems like, you know, he loved the business, so maybe that would have been his last will to
I vaguely
die
remember
here.
That. I just,
you know,
glad
you know what? Management would have loved that. Like, that's dedication.
I know. They would have named an award after him.
She'll die at the job.
But he didn't have... He could have stayed in the that room.
The hoteling lounge?
Yes.
Right.
That would have been where I would have picked.
Yeah, versus sitting on a toilet. I mean, like, he went full into it. Like, his pants were down by his ankles.
He did.
Like, we thought he died.
You know, if I was going to find a place to sleep, it would probably be, you know, where somebody couldn't find me.
Well, I slept here during Helene. I was... I'll be honest with you. I didn't want to sleep on the floors because I didn't know if rats or, you know, I'm weird like that.
I ain't going to come get you.
I mean, I didn't know.
Where'd you sleep?
Right here. I was in this chair that I'm sitting in writing a fat boy tell you because he came in the morning. I was asleep.
You had a rig going for sure.
I rigged it up. I had a leg in each chair. I was doing like a snow angel.
Okay.
How the hell?
How'd you get up to piss?
I didn't. I went all over myself.
You heard a rat chewing on your ear.
I didn't realize it's like deer urine is. It's and like just, human urine. Rats love it.
It's like a forest in here when everybody leaves. These random animals.
Now, the old days, I'd sleep in our office because I had a pillow and a blanket.
That's
I'd
where
keep
I've
in
slept
there.
In my office many times.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me if there's a rat in there.
I mean, if there's not, y'all are missing out on some quality items.
Oh, my goodness.
You got a lot in there.
Bags
What's
of Arby's
tickling
sauce.
My feet?
They can wear wigs and eat Arby's sauce.
I know.
Pickled eggs.
Arby's sauce is probably
what if, like, a Tom and Jerry universe is taking on inside of our old office? We don't go in there and realize it. We go in there one day and it's like all set up like a tent city.
That's great.
People have been, because literally, my key doesn't work. I thought I got fired one day because my key didn't work for the office door. But it turns out the walls, the lock's janky or whatever. The fat boy knows how to stick his in and turn it the right way.
You got to get touchy.
It sounded sexual. Calm down.
I was like, whoa, I don't hear that much.
But like, we go in there, what if that dude we thought died here taking a dump now lives in our old office?
This is actually his home.
God, he could. It's essentially two offices in one.
It's a nice studio apartment.
It's big.
Literally.
It's big.
It's got an office, like a business center, like you'd have at a hotel.
You got a neighbor with spiky hair. Who he'll look out for you.
Food within walking distance.
Yep.
Dental care.
Yeah, that's good.
Many others. There's a gym across the street.
Hey, fatty, you got in there. Fatty.
You could ride the train somewhere.
You know? You ride it somewhere.
I think it only goes to GE, but nevertheless.
Okay. If you got to go to Lowe's, I mean, it's right here.
Yeah. You could just actually walk through the woods. There's a camping area back behind here.
It really is.
There were people living in back in the day.
Creepy camping area. Yeah. I wouldn't advise that.
God, remember that? There was like a family. Well, I don't know. It was a family. It was two men and a woman.
Well, they just started walking out when we were doing some Roman candle baseball.
Yeah.
They just come out like children in the corn.
They were pissed.
And we looked in there, and they had a little area set up.
Did you interrupt them?
I don't. I mean, they heard fireworks go off. They probably thought it was sled.
Oh,
you know what else they saw? Ex-employees was always the rumor would drive back around there to hook up.
I've seen a few.
They probably saw some of that too.
Oh wow.
Like in the cars.
What if they were ex-employees and went back there and just never came back?
God, who could be back there?
They stayed in the woods.
It's like the Bermuda triangle on the woods.
Do you think Jay Love is back there somewhere, or Poncho?
Perhaps
Zach Tyler's out there somewhere just wandering around.
Oh, that I could believe.
Many others.
Children of the Corn. It's very scary. All right, well, I'm paid to make you right, guys.
Really was.
Hey, that could be like a episode of some kind of Twilight Zone or something. Like there's the hookup area at work, and I think they got pissed and quit. I haven't seen them in forever. And then one day they're doing some kind of lunch out back picnic or whatever, and then all the ex-employees walk out of the woods.
And they
come out like
they're all zombified.
Is that shotgun?
Who are those extra? Who's those children? We had these children in the woods together.
They're babies.
Is that Dookie?
It is
Dookie the intern.
Dookie.
And look, is Dookie's that Fly Brian or Spooge? They're one and the same.
Oh,
my God! All right, Paige, it was enlightening as always.
Flying Dookie, they could have had their own show together.
Fat Boy, it's March 27th, 2025. Anything in sports going on?
Oh, yeah. You know what today is? And it's usually reserved for April the 1st or March 31st.
You know, funny faux pas is I thought it was yesterday, which is why I wore my Atlanta Barbs shirt.
Well, you got to wear it today because it is opening day. Speaking of the Barbs, boy, they got a rough stretch.
Uh-huh.
They start out on the West Coast.
They starting off hurt, too.
They got three at the Padres and four at the Dodgers.
Don't need to go quite so hard at spring training. It's training. Yeah. It's getting there. It's getting going again. You ain't got to go get hurt during spring
training. Let's relax, Coach Stinker. Don't put those guys through so much.
That is a bad last name. All right, we will take a break. Come back with sports. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served you by Bojangles. Yeah. Did you know? I don't have this day in sports history. I have a did you know.
Ooh.
You might like this one.
Did you?
Well, I can't let you guess. Ooh. The
You do. I want to find one on my phone that I saw yesterday that I was going to throw in on.
Okay.
Do yours, but I have one that I want to.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
While you
like
do
a,
that
a trivia competition.
Trivia battle.
While you look for that, I'll tell you that this city is the only city in the country that's had four major sports teams in a championship game all in the same year. 1980, they were in the World Series. Their football team was in the Super Bowl that year. Basketball team in the finals and the hockey team in the Stanley Cup finals. But only the baseball team won the title in 1980.
I want to say New York.
They won the World Series. It is not New York, but you were very close.
New Jersey?
I see you within a couple hours close.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Nope. Same state.
Pennsylvania?
Yep. Oh, well, really?
What am I missing? Pittsburgh Pirates.
Now they had all four teams. Yeah, four teams. It's Philadelphia.
Okay. Oh, state.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said city. My bad. You are right with that. Yeah.
Paige, make this into a spitball, please, and do me the honors. Okay. Chuck it at him.
Paige, take this one to the bathroom and make it something that sounds like a spitball and do me the honors.
Wow.
I think you missed the window on that one.
All right, here's the one I was going to – it's nothing you could guess. It's more of a, holy crap, that's insane. A Major League Baseball in a game, right? You know, they'll take them, they'll muddy them up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, before the game.
Before the game.
Yep.
How long does that baseball last in gameplay?
I want to say each one was an inning, and then they had about three or four boxes of muddy balls.
According to Rawlings, a single Major League Baseball lasts 6 or 7 pitches.
That's it?
Yep.
Are they talking about, like, you know, is maximum strength?
Gameplay. Like, maybe. I mean, that or they just – I bet it goes back to Fanatics and Steiner Sports of having game-used balls. Like, it doesn't say it was used the whole game. It was used in a game. Right, with the game-used jerseys. Like, how do we know at halftime they didn't go put another jersey on?
Right. They just kind of –
oh, my God.
Put 14 jerseys on one time. Wore in a game.
You want to guess how many balls are used in one major league game? Both teams.
Okay. Both teams. 9 times 27 times 7.
And you might get it because this is a range. It's not
27 times 7. 168, which would be about 15 dozen balls.
According to this here, the internet says that between 96 and 120 balls in a game.
Wow.
I believe that.
That's a 9-inning game, though.
Wow.
One specific game, they counted 114 baseballs.
Good gracious, man.
That was used from starting pitcher from warm-ups until the final out.
And they're still made with real leather, too.
And that's what the leather. That's what the ball boys are doing. They're muddying up the balls. And then people don't – or they forget as well that the bat boys are home teams, like – they work for the home teams.
True.
But they'll work for the visitor, too.
They also have bat girls now. So.
Yep.
Persons.
Bring you up. No, they're
bat persons.
They're calling bat girls. I mean, if we go that route, then in comic books, we wouldn't have, like, we have Catman, too. It'd have cat person.
And it's not the disabled
cat
list anymore.
Bat person.
Cat individual.
Spider people.
It's the injured list.
The let's think of another. There's got to be another. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, they changed so much.
Bad people.
38% of people polled said baseball.
Super people.
It says baseball is America's game. That's 38% of people polled. They say
it's football. It's football.
They
now.
Say football was after that with 35%, but it's more than likely.
Dude, even look at merch
first.
Sales. Yeah. What is going on? it's like, is that the mafia or what? There's a dead salmon being held up in scent right now. Oh, this is Australia. Dead. This is Australia.
Oh, look at this dead fish.
These dead fish here.
Smells like your mother.
Crikey.
Crikey.
Boy, out of here.
It's stinky.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll take a break. We can get some phones going if you'd like. I'm pleased to tell you that in about 35 minutes, we invite you to nestle by your radio, and if you have the opportunity to get on YouTube Live and watch us at the Rise Guys, because in about 35 minutes, brand spanking new Facebook fussing. That was solid.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.